Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to BBC LearningEnglish.com. In entertainment today, we listen to an interview with the Hollywood actress Drew Barrymore. She talks about her troubled times growing up after she played Gertie at the age of 7 in the huge hit movie E.T., and how she copes with fame now she is a grown-up, successful actress and producer. In her new film, Music and Lyrics, she plays opposite the English star, Hugh Grant. So what was that like? Drew says that there was a weird, that means strange, feeling about them as a couple. She says they made an odd couple, an unusual couple, and that there was an odd couple sort of vibe or feeling about them. As you listen to her description, try to catch the Chinese expression she uses about herself and Hugh Grant. It means opposites.
There really was this weird, odd couple sort of vibe about us. I mean, Hugh and I in real life are completely different. We're total yin and yang. I'm absolute optimist and sunshiny, and, you know, Hugh is absolutely very tense and intense.
So Drew Barrymore says that she and Hugh Grant are very different kinds of people. She says they're total, that's American for very, yin and yang. Yin means darkness and negativity, and yang means light and motivation. She says she is an optimist and that she's a sunshiny or happy person. She says Hugh seems to her to be tense and intense, worried and serious. Next, Drew Barrymore talks about her troubled times growing up. She not only had to deal with the anticlimax that followed fame as a child star in E.T., as a teenager, she struggled to overcome her addiction to drugs and alcohol. So when she looks back at her life now, does it seem like a different person? As you listen, try to catch the image she uses at the end to describe experiencing failure and working through it.
I think it was just like every young person has to figure out who they are. I was a bit younger because I had to grow up so fast because of my job, and it was obviously more public than some people have experienced it, but it's just the same emotion that everybody goes through, which is, you know, growing pains and falling on your face and picking yourself back up again.
So, Drew Barrymore says she was like any young person trying to figure out or decide who she was. She says her growing pains, her feelings as she grew up, were normal. Finally, she talks about being like a garden. It's a nice image for thinking about the need to look after herself. As you listen, try to catch one of the three verbs she uses to describe looking after the garden.
You know, sometimes you have to take a time out from people in life. You know, that I don't think you should beat yourself up too much for that. Sometimes some maturing and watering and nurturing, you know, of the garden is sort of important to make it regrow when you've burnt it down.
So, Drew Barrymore believes sometimes we have to spend time apart from other people. We need time out from them. And that, like a garden, we need to do some maturing, watering, and nurturing of ourselves, especially when we're tired or burnt. Good advice. Listen again.
You know, sometimes you have to take a time out from people in life. You know, that I don't think you should beat yourself up too much for that. Sometimes some maturing and watering and nurturing, you know, of the garden is sort of important to make it regrow when you've burnt it down.
Now, here's a list of the language we focused on in the program today. Weird. Odd couple. Vibe. Yin and yang. Sunshiny. tense and intense. To figure something out. Growing pains. To pick yourself up. Time out. More entertainment news stories and language explanations next time at bbclearningenglish.com.